Dr. Jones, you mentioned that you attended a segregated school, Emmett Scott, that has now become a part of Texas College.
Yes, some of the buildings and grounds that were used by the old Emmett Scott High School now happens to be a part of Texas College, and it's, we thought it was a very unique way of continuing the legacy of the of our high school.
That's wonderful. And Dr. Jones serves on the Board of Trustees at Texas College. Now, when you left high school, what college did you attend?
We went to Morehouse College, and we were, at the time, we didn't realize it, but Dr. Martin Luther King had just graduated recently from there, and we were unknowingly at the same time, we also went to the church where Dexter Avenue, not Dexter Avenue, but the church where Daddy King actually pastored.
Right there in Atlanta, Georgia.
Right in Atlanta, Georgia.
I can't think of the name of the church.
Neither can I.
Okay, but we know that was Dr. Daddy King's Daddy, church.
Right,
okay.
Right.
So Dr. Jesse Jones attended Morehouse College right after Martin Luther King did, and he also attended Daddy King's church right there in Atlanta, Georgia. Now, did many of your other siblings, you mentioned you came from a family of 12 children, did they go on to college as well?
No, I was the only one who actually finished. I had one brother who attended briefly, but I was the only one of the 12 who graduated from college.
So you're a trailblazer in many ways. As a child, trailblazing from the home to through college. As a chemist, trailblazing. Well, we didn't even talk about your thesis yet, but I'm sure your topic was innovative. And we'll get to that in a minute. And you trailblazed in the state house and helping with some significant legislation. Now, tell us about your thesis, please, as a chemist.
Right. Those back in the day, cancer was a major problem as it is today. But even back in those days, more fearful. There was new techniques coming out. And so there was, we called it the so-called anti-metabolite theories. You make a compound look like one that exists within the body. And so we dealt with the purine nucleosides. We had a number of papers that were developed in that area. Those of us who remember the OJ story, but in terms of the DNA that they talked so much about, would appreciate the fact that the molecules that we were a part of the DNA, but they're just much, much, much smaller molecules.
So your thesis was on nucleosides, which is a component of DNA.
That is correct.
Okay, sure. I got that right. All right. And that was how O.J. Simpson got, they used that evidence
case. Right. I think most of everyone kind of become aware of DNA. They became aware of DNA, how important it was at the time of the trial.
Okay, well, thank you so much. So now let's get down to talking to some of these students, Dr. Jones, who may be listening, who may be struggling with chemistry. What advice would you offer to a student who's struggling?
All right, there are a number of things that students ought to be mindful of. For example, if I had to do it all over again, in college, I'd major in English. I'd go ahead and do a minor in the sciences to make sure I had a command of the skills of writing and being able to formulate my thoughts. That's so very crucial. I never realized that a foreign language would teach me so much English that became essential. Writing your dissertations and publications require that you know common, ordinary English grammar. And so we would encourage students to, first of all, be clear in terms of it's this great thing to be able to use the slangs and all, but learn some fundamental grammar. In addition to that, never give up on a problem, no matter how difficult a challenge it may be. One ought to be disciplined enough. Just keep studying hard. We kind of tease our students every once in a while. We would say, "Well, why did you do so well?" I said, well, I've just been reading my book. So, so one of the secrets of doing well, reading the book, just fundamentally, that's the ABCs. And you got a good understanding of math. Reading, math, and grammar, if you master those or do well in them, then it kind of clears your path for success.
Thank you, listeners. I hope you're taking notes. I am. Dr. Jones said, read the textbook, read. And so we want to help you read. We're giving away a free book today.
Fantastic.
It's called Black Pioneers of Science and Invention.
Great.
And you should be in that book, Dr. Jones.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you should be in that book. So listeners, we're giving away that book. You have to answer the questions to receive the book and send your answers to saveourblackboys.net. Fill out the contact us form, put your answers there. And if they are correct, we will mail the book entitled Black Pioneers of Science and Invention to you. Now, Dr. Jones, you said become proficient in reading, math, and grammar. And did I hear you correctly? Did you say that for an undergrad science major, you would recommend them majoring in English and minoring in science?
That's what I would do. They may not want to devote all that time, but they would certainly want to take additional courses to make certain that they're able to express themselves in writing.
So it's very important, parents, that children read, and learn how to write, to speak the King's English, even though we may speak another English at home or on the side,
sure,
but to know the King's English, and math. A lot of people shy away from those upper level math classes in high school.
They're shutting the door to other opportunities, and leaving a void, and also creating frustration in terms of what possibilities that they may have. You can only go so far without a strong math background.
So math is very important, parents. Now, what advice would you give to the parent of the high school, and we're especially geared to our Black boys?
Sure.
Doesn't like math. He's maybe in ninth grade. What are some ways parents can help them to be successful?
Well,
just even interested in that.
Right. Sometimes it's a matter of surviving. If you can just keep the young man in school and get them out. Sometimes it's getting them over the hill of frustration to get them to a point where they can discover themselves and what they're all about. And sometimes the worst time for that is during those high school. If they can just find a way to get them graduated and into the next level, junior college or local college, as I did my second year, and then let them go off to the major universities. We applaud the Black young men who have opportunities in sports that gets them to the next level. But while they're there, we certainly hope they take full advantage of majoring in some area that will give them a future once their sports ability has diminished.
Thank you so much for this good advice. Now, listeners, here are your questions. First of all, number one, what is the title of the free book that we're giving away? We mentioned that title. What is the title of the free book? Question number one. Question number two, our guest, Dr. Jesse Jones, who was a chemist at Baylor University, came from a loving home. How many siblings, how many children were in that family? We want you to tell us how many children altogether, including him, were in that family? Question number three, what college did he attend after he finished Emmett Scott High School? And I'll give you a clue. He just missed the very famous person who graduated from that college that everybody knows about. What's the name of that college that he attended? That's question number three. Question number four, he ran for public office 9 times. How many out of those 9 times did he lose the election? How many times did he lose out of those 9? And this is a lesson for us, children, young people, don't give up. If you have a dream, do not give up. How many times did he lose the election in running for state representative in the District 110 in Dallas, Texas? Question number five. As a representative, he and his colleagues were able to introduce legislation that created a university. Now, you have to really be listening to get this one. What's the name of that university that Dr. Jones, who was a state representative, and his colleague were able to initiate? What's the name of that university? And last question, he gave us lots of advice. Name one piece of advice that Dr. Jones gave to help our young people to be successful in academia. Send your answers to saveourblackboys.net. Fill it out on the Contact Us form, and the book is yours. Now, Dr. Jones, I have so enjoyed getting to meet you, and I have to thank my cousin, Mrs. Estelle Mitchell Adams, who introduced me to her church brother here at Good Street Baptist Church in Texas. I'm so happy that she introduced me to him. So, Dr. Jones, we're going to close out now. And do you have any parting words to give to our listeners?
We just trust then that they don't lose confidence in the young men who are coming along now. I suppose at some juncture in my life, if you had just made judgments in terms of my potential, I would have been thrown away in terms of the loss. My motivation level was low. I was struggling. Many obstacles. So just don't give up on the young man.
Never give up. Thank you so much, Dr. Jones.
It's been my delight to be with you today.